Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made. Those were the days.
And you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls and men were men. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G-R-O-S, now red, great. Those were the days.
Something smells good. What's for dinner?
Pot roast.
And Arch's favorite dessert, rice pudding with raisins and a few bran flakes.
Bran flakes and rice pudding?
Yeah, we ran out of raisins and it was too late to go shopping, so I took the raisins out of the raisin bran cereal. So tomorrow morning, if your cereal don't taste raisiny, it's because you ate your raisins tonight.
I hate this day, and it ain't over yet.
Archie, what happened?
Oh, it all started this morning. I go to work. I'm running for the damn time clock there. I slid on a bunch of grapes, fell right on my keys. I'll show you the black and blue mark before we go to bed. Stretch Cunningham sits on my sandwich bag. He crushes the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, wiping out the Twinkie at the same time. And then on my comfort break, my cigar falls out of my mouth and into the toilet. I know right then and there I ain't going to be living through my finest hours. Will you get out of the chair? Yeah.
Poor Archie.
And then the topper of all, Edith. As the French used to say, the piece of resistance. I'm on a subway, and I get a boing hole right there in my best coming home in white pants.
Oh, my. Oh, Archie, I can't fix that. That has to be weaved.
Woved.
You shouldn't have been smoking on the subway anyway.
I wasn't smoking, little girl. A guy standing over me was smoking. He was using me for an ashtray there. And look at that, Edith. That was very close, you know. I felt like kicking him right in the ankle. He was a black guy, so I let it go.
Gee, you're getting pretty tolerant in your old age.
He was as big as Muhammad Ali. Wait a minute. What the hell are you doing?
Oh, Michael's got a new hobby, macrame. He's making me a new belt.
Ain't it pretty?
Macaroni? What?
Macrame.
Don't say it.
There ain't nothing to say, Florence.
You said it.
Will you stop doing that? Some friend of mine might come walking through the door and find out that I got a fruitcake for a son-in-law.
Daddy, there's nothing effeminate about it. Lots of men are doing hobbies like that.
Yeah, Rosie Grier does needlepoint. Would you call him a fruitcake?
There's no such thing as a colored fag.
What?
You don't believe me? Walk up to any colored guy and ask him, are you a fag? Your tonsils will be wearing your mustache. Edith, get dinner on the table, huh?
It's all ready. I just hope it ain't too well done for you. You was a little late tonight, Archie.
Well, I stopped in Kelsey's on the way home for a beer. And who do you think is in there spending money hand over fist, buying drinks for the whole joint?
Who?
Your neighbor here, George Jefferson.
Oh, my, wasn't that nice of him?
There wasn't nothing nice about it. The guy's just showing off. He happens to be making a few extra bucks now with his cleaning stores, and that's it. Comes walking into Kelsey's there, making a lot of noise with a wad of bills big enough to choke a dog, shooting his mouth off. I hate it when them people try acting white.
Yeah, but you drank his beers, didn't you?
Certainly I did. I figured he was up to something, and I wanted to find out what.
Why, just because a guy acts nice, he has to have an angle?
Always.
If I had your attitude, I'd go live in a cave.
You'd live anywhere that was rent-free.
I'm telling you, Louise, you should have seen Bunker guzzling down all that free beer. He couldn't even say thank you. He was too busy belching.
So if it bothered you, you shouldn't have bought him any.
I had to. That's politics. Look, when you're running for office, you have to do a whole lot of things you don't believe in.
George, that's not exactly honest.
What's honesty got to do with politics? I'm running for Republican County Committee, not the Boy Scouts.
That's not for you, it's for the church.
Good night, people. Where do you think you're going?
To dinner with Jenny.
Mm-hmm. If you was any kind of son, you'd stay here and help me get some signatures on my petition instead of running around the streets with Miss Half and Half.
There you go again.
Fine son you are. After all I'm trying to do for your community.
Or like what?
Like all the things you've been complaining about. Improving housing, fighting crime, cleaning up the streets.
You really serious about this, Pop?
As sure as I'm standing here.
Okay, well, I can't help you tonight, but tomorrow night for sure, all right?
All right, we'll see.
Good night.
Give my love to Jenny.
Oh, thanks, Mom. And you, Pop?
Oh, the same goes for me. Give her your mother's love.
George, if you get on that committee, are you really going to do all those things you said?
Sure I am. After I get him to change that zoning law.
Zoning law? What zoning law?
The one that's stopping me from breaking through the wall of our cleaning shop and taking over the store next door.
Uh-huh. You don't want to help the community. You just want to feather your own nest.
It's your nest too, Louise.
And I'm sharing it with a cuckoo.
Look, don't fight me, Louise. It's my big chance to get into the system and make it work for us.
Even if you have to lie to do it.
In politics, lies are called promises.
Promises are made to be broken, right?
Right.
And remember, don't touch that cake.
I promise. Well, that's politics.
Pass me a pot roast, please.
Hand me the gravy, please. You hand me a roll.
What is this? I wonder if I can never finish dinner around here. I'm always too busy waiting on you. There's the roll. There's the peas and carrots. There's the potatoes. Get it all. It's all going to wind up down there anyway.
You forgot the butter.
Whoever it is, tell him, get out of here.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jefferson. Come in. Oh.
Louise asked me to bring this over.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, thank you. Archie, look what Louise sent over.
If it's one of her cats, I don't want it.
It's a cake.
Oh, a cake. Well, stick that down in front of the meat head, too.
Mr. Jefferson, would you like a cup of coffee?
Don't mind if I do.
Archie, why don't you show Mr. Jefferson your pants?
Oh, yeah. As long as you're over here, Jefferson, maybe you could give me your professional opinion on this here.
It's a hole.
No kidding. What I wanted to know is how much you charge me to fix that hole.
Well, a weaving job like that would run you about $12.
That's more than I paid for the pants 4 years ago.
In those days, holes were a lot cheaper, too.
Oh.
You are, Mr. Jefferson.
Thank you. Bronco, I brought this petition over for you to sign.
A petition?
Yeah, I'm passing around the neighborhood.
Why, some more Puerto Ricans trying to get in?
No, I am trying to get in. I'm running for the Republican County Committee.
You don't look like a Republican.
What is a Republican supposed to look like?
Oh, I don't mean that. I just thought that Eleanor Roosevelt turned all you people into Democrats.
Well, not me, because the elephant always seemed bigger and smarter than Jackie.
Right now, there are a lot of elephants that feel like jackasses.
Shut up. You raised her, little Emily Post over here. Well, let me tell you something. You and that meat-headed husband of yours that elected all them Democrats that just got in, they better not get in the way of President Gerald T. Ford's big plans for whipping this here inflation.
What big plans? Making us all wear win buttons?
Well, the matter with that, I think it's a great idea.
Come on, Arch. Nobody's gonna wear them. That's one of the biggest nobody-gives-a-dams of all time.
Well, I give a damn, and I'm going to wear one, because I want to win!
You better buy your button today, Arch.
Why?
The price of them goes up next week.
I think Mr. Jefferson just wants us to sign his petition.
Oh, are you a registered Republican either?
No, she's a registered dingbat. I'm the only Republican in this house. Let me look this thing over and see what we got here.
It ain't an IOU. Just go ahead and sign it.
Oh, hold it, Jefferson. I don't go around signing political documentaries just like that, you know? Even Abe Lincoln, as smart as he was, he read the Declaration of Independence before he put his John head
on. Archie, are you sure Abraham Lincoln signed the Declaration of Independence?
Sure, 47 years ago.
Look, you decide right here.
Hold it. Let me read the thing, will you? So that's why you were springing for all them beers and Kelsey's there. I figured you was up to something.
Yeah, I figured I could do a lot for the people in this district.
Which people are you talking about?
Look, I know what you're thinking, Bunker, but I'm talking about all the people. Blacks, browns, yellows, and whites.
How come you put the whites last?
Look, I just want to help the community.
Eat at the phone. Well, if you want to help the community, you can bring the prices down in your store there. I mean, $12 to fix that hole. That's a disgrace.
Yeah, Louise, he's here. Oh. Louise wants to know what happened to her chocolate cake.
Oh, the cake, huh? Tell Louise that George is over here trying to buy votes with it.
Yeah, I'll tell him, Louise. Goodbye. Louise wants to see you back home right away.
Imagine that. Only one day in politics and already he's stealing and bribing. He expects me to sign this here petition of his.
Look, I hear you loud and clear, Bunker, and I don't need you anyway. You ain't the only honky on the beach.
Can you beat that? A guy comes waltzing in here with a petition, wants me to sign the thing without even reading it. Now, I mean, he takes the cake.
Hi, Weasel.
Well, I've seen happier faces at a funeral, including on the deceased.
I've been ringing doorbells for 2 hours. You know how many signatures I got?
One.
Well, that's better than nothing. Who signed?
Me.
Everybody asks the same question. How come your neighbor Archie Bunker didn't sign?
Well, if Archie's signature is so important, maybe you ought to tell him the truth.
I ain't going over there begging him. I got my pride.
You also got a blank petition. Now, you better get over there and work on Archie, even if it kills you.
It just might do that. But we've already suffered for 300 years. I guess a few more minutes won't hurt.
I don't want to talk about it no more. I told you that a million times. Just leave me alone.
Arch, tell me the real reason you wouldn't sign Jefferson's petition.
Because he didn't want to give me time to read it.
Oh, come on. That's not it. The thing is 5 lines long. The real reason is because he's black, right?
Well, if you know the real reason, why the hell did you ask me?
Daddy, 1 out of 8 Americans is black. It's only fair they be represented, too.
What does that mean? If I got an 8-room house, I got to keep a colored guy in one of the rooms?
Why do you say something stupid like that?
Well, then you wasn't disappointed.
You know, I've been thinking George Jefferson would be very good in politics. Take his name. George is the first name of a famous president, and Jefferson is the last name of a famous president. Put them all together,
and you get a colored pants president. Would you?
All right.
The man wants to serve the community. Why won't you at least give him a chance?
I got nothing against the colors serving the community. I don't want him to run the community.
Daddy, Los Angeles has a black mayor.
Yeah, that's right, and it was the white voters who put him in.
Well, maybe they was tired of having their city burnt down.
You know something, Arch? If stupid remarks were an Olympic event, you'd be a gold medal winner.
I bring the medal back to the U.S. of A. Get away. What are you doing in there, huh?
Arch, you have to have racial balance in government.
Get away from me, will you?
Coming through.
Are you done? You nearly mashed me with the swinging kitchen
door. Oh, I'm sorry, Arch.
Where's my beer?
In the refrigerator.
I'll get it myself.
Arch, racial balance is important in everything. Take education. Why do you think it's so tough for a black student to become a doctor?
Because nobody wants to see a black guy coming at him with a knife.
You just won another gold medal.
Coming through.
You see what you nearly almost done again there? Mashed me in that swinging door.
Oh.
You're supposed to yell coming through when you're still on your side of the door, and not when you're already on my side of the door.
I get it.
Leave the door alone. I hate when people come into the house and the first thing they see is you.
Come in, Mr. Jefferson.
Well, Mr. Jefferson.
Hi, Mr. Jefferson.
What are you hustling this time?
Well, Buck, I just came over to apologize. Maybe I lost my head the last time I was over here.
Well, if we see it rolling around, I'll send it back with you.
Mr. Jefferson, what are you apologizing for? You didn't do anything.
No, I was wrong, and when I'm wrong, I'm the first to admit it. When I asked you to sign a petition, I should have told you my real reason for wanting to get on the committee.
Oh, gee, when a politician stoops to honesty. Wow, that's something. Okay, Jefferson, talk on.
Well, you know that store next to my shop on the corner?
Yeah, I know the store.
Well, I want to buy it, bust out the sides, and expand my business.
Well, you don't need a petition, you need a bulldozer.
But first, I gotta have the zoning law changed.
Oh, I get it. So that's why you want to get on a Republican County Committee.
That's right. I figure a nice big cleaning plant would beautify that corner, you know, get rid of that ugly flower shop.
Yeah.
Never stops. Everybody's out for number one.
What's wrong with that, meathead? That's the American way. Government of the people, by the people, and for the pursuit of happiness. And I ain't signing that there petition till I find out what's in it for this here number one.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Certainly it is. If I wash his hands, then he can use them hands to fix the hole in my pants. For nothing, right, Jefferson? Done. Wait a minute. That's only the A part of the deal. The B part of the deal is that the Bunker family from now on gets a 25% discount on all the dry cleaning.
10.
20.
15.
Deal.
Screwing up the words to that.
Don't go on with it. Don't be singing. The neighbors will think I'm killing you in here. That could be the worried neighbors now.
Hey, Arch, Mr. Jefferson wants to see you.
Yeah, yeah, dinner. Oh, look at this. The boss is delivering the cleaning in person. That's something new.
Yeah, I figured I'd deliver that personally. Yeah. Here's your bill. That's $4.75 for the cleaning.
That's the regular price, Jefferson. And look at this here. You didn't fix the hole in that. We had a deal. What happened?
Your signature bounced. That's what happened.
How could a signature bounce?
Because you're not a registered Republican. You're not a registered anything. When's the last time you voted, Bunk?
It's against the law for you to ask me that.
Well, anyway, thanks for your phony signature. With it, we were able to obtain 25 more, which is more than we needed.
Well, so I done you some good. So what about the family discount?
That's only for registered Republicans.
Listen to this.
Yeah, Pop, Mom says dinner's ready.
Okay, son.
Oh, listen, Mr. Buck, I want to thank you for signing that petition. You're going to get a good man representing the neighborhood.
Oh, Lionel, I got news for you. The only thing your old man is going to represent good is his own personal cash register.
Come on, let's go.
Well, what's that supposed to mean?
No, don't tell me you don't know the real reason that he wants to get on that Republican County Committee.
Come on, dinner's waiting.
Well, he wants to just be good for the neighborhood. What's wrong with that?
I think the kid really believes that. Hey, Meathead, we need your help over here. Come on over here. You're Lionel's friend. Tell him the truth. Let him down easy.
Yeah, well, Lionel, I hate to say this, but the only reason your father wants to get on that committee is so he can change the zoning law and break through the flower shop and expand his store.
Come on, Lionel. We don't want to keep your mother waiting.
Well, I can't be. I mean, because even if he does get elected, he can't change the zoning law. Not for the flower shop.
Why not?
Well, see, he's learning in the 32nd district, and the flower shop's in the 33rd.
Is that a fact, Lionel?
Sure.
Gee, that's an awful kick in the head, Jefferson.
Well, how could that be if it's right next door?
Well, see, it's right on the boundary line. That's why the florist couldn't sign the petition.
Well, who the hell drew a boundary line around my store? Were they trying to segregate us again?
Oh, so you didn't know, right?
No, I didn't know. If I had known, I wouldn't have wasted all my friendliness on him and his old ugly friends.
Oh, so then this whole thing was just to make a buck, right, Pop?
Don't take it too hard, Lionel. After all, he deeply disappointed me, too.
What's wrong with making a buck?
Nothing, but this is me, Pop. I mean, why you gotta hide it from me, man? You know, I was all proud of you going into politics. Well, I never thought you'd wind up to be a politician.
Look, I did it for you. When I die, you're the one that's going to inherit the business. Unless you die first.
Wait a minute. What about our deal? We shook hands. Ain't your handshake no good?
Sure. Just as good as your signature.
That's a very crooked guy just walked out of here.
Look who's calling the kettle black.
Oh, cut that stuff out. I wasn't making no references to race or color or breed.